You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the season that you have us in. Lord, every season isn't without challenges, but God, it's the challenges that make us strong for the season. So we thank you, God, for the victories. We thank you for the challenges. We thank you for everything in between. And we thank you for ordering our steps. And open up your word to us in a special way today that we can receive revelation and we can receive something practical we can grab a hold of in our life. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. So last week, we started talking about the Noah narrative and the story of the flood. And what I was saying was, this isn't just a children's story, something to be told at bedtime or something to be told at Sunday school. It's something for us. God has a story. God has a message for us that we need to get a hold of. And we talked about last week how God found a man, Noah. He put his favor on that man. He struck covenant with that man. He preserved and blessed that man. And it wasn't just about him. It was a family thing. It was about his whole family. Because God's relationship with Noah wasn't just limited to Noah. It was actually for his whole family. And we ended Sunday with this concept that God is saying, go and build. God said to Noah, go and build an ark. And God is saying to us, go and build something that I can bless. And this year, we need to be looking at what we are building. Because God is looking for something that he can bless. We're going to start in Genesis chapter 7. So if you have your Bibles, you can go there. Genesis chapter 7. We're in the series of Manifested Destiny. Manifested Destiny. If you want to give the sermon a title, you can give it the title, Patience, Process, Blessing. Patience, Process, Blessing. And we can start right here in Genesis chapter 7. We're going to see how strong these men are. See how long they can hold this piece of drywall up. The scripture says in Genesis 7, when everything was ready, say that with me, when everything was ready, the Lord said to Noah, go into the boat with all your family. Readiness is the key. We have to be ready. We have to be ready. The scripture says when everything was ready, in a race with sprinters, what do they say? On your marks, get set. There's this whole process of you need to get ready. You need to get ready. The gun's about to go off. Your race is about to begin. The next chapter of your destiny is starting. Are you ready? Are you ready? Chapter 7 says, when everything was ready. You know, if a runner is not in position, if a runner, come on, is not in position, he's not going to win the race. If he's not ready for what God has for him, he could miss his window. He could miss his moment. The Bible said the sons of Issachar, they knew their times and their seasons. But we have to be ready and we have to be in position. Noah was ready. Noah was in position. He was in the right place. Are you guys getting tired? There's this key thing God is saying. My favor is on you, but you need to get in position. You need to get in position. My favor is on you. I got my hand on you, but are you in position? Are you ready? Because you can have the favor and be out of position. Somebody fire the gun and you're not even in your ready position. And that's what God is saying. Are you ready? My favor is on you. Now get in position. I like this part, this next part, because there's lots of symbolism. There's lots of symbolism in the Bible, and we can take a lot from this. In Genesis 7:2, it says this. All right, look right here. Don't look at these guys. Take with you 7 pairs, male and female, of each animal I have approved for eating and for sacrifice. How many pairs? 7 pairs. And take 1 pair of each of the others. Also take 7 pairs. How many pairs? Of every kind of bird. There must be male and female in each pair to ensure that all will survive. And then 7 days from now, how many days? 7 days from now, I will make the rains pour down on earth. 7, 7, 7. 7, 7, 7. God is saying something. When he begins to repeat something in symbolism, there's something very important there. 7 pairs, male and female, of each animal that has been approved. 7 pairs of each kind of bird. 7 days that you need to wait until the rains pour down. 7, a complete offering, a complete message, a complete season of time. A complete offering, a complete message, a complete season of time. No, this is very important. Very important. First, you need to have the complete offering. Now, I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about, are you sacrificing of your time, of your effort, of your energy, of your gifting? Are you bringing the full offering that needs to be brought forth to meet destiny in that moment? Are you bringing the right offering, the complete offering to that moment in destiny? Secondly, do you have the complete message? Do you have the complete revelation? In ancient times, a lot of times they would use birds as messengers. They would fly messages from here and there. But the question is, do you have the full revelation? Because you could be in the right place at the right time with the favor of God and not have the right instructions. And guess what? You could miss it. The complete offering, the complete message, and the complete season of time. I'm going to get to that in a second. But there is something powerful about completion. Just say it with me, completion. Completion. You can't stop short of your blessing. See, these guys got to keep it up if they want to get the complete blessing. Don't stop short of your blessing. The thing about obedience is it has to be total or it doesn't work. In this season, we have to have complete obedience. Not partial obedience, not, well, I did most of what you said, God, but complete obedience. There's something about completion. And the last thing when we talk about a complete season of time is God's destiny takes patience. A lot of times we get something, we get a word, we get a promise, and we're somebody that has favor on our lives, and we try to rush into a thing. We try to rush into a thing. We try to get in the place before it's time, and it's not right yet. We can't rush it. We can't rush it. It's important to know, even though our year has begun, our season has begun of manifested destiny, listen, we still have to follow the process. We can't rush the blessing, or we can miss the blessing. Don't be moved, because here's the thing. You don't see rain, and this is the problem that we have sometimes. We don't see the rain. We don't see the rain for a season of time. We don't see the rain for 7 days. And what happens? We get out of position. We move out from the place that God told us. We get a little antsy and we get out of position. What's important? Even if you don't see the rain, don't get out of position. Even if you don't see the blessing immediately, you can't get out from underneath where you're supposed to be. There is a position of readiness that we have to stay in. And it's difficult because when we don't see things in the natural, I don't see the rain. So I want to get out. I want to talk to a couple of friends. I want to read a couple of articles. I want to check Facebook. I need to go over here. I need to go check with an expert. Instead of staying in, this thing is getting lower and lower. I feel like I'm going to have to be like this in a couple of minutes. But we want to walk around. We want to try to figure some things out when we don't see the rain. Check the stats. Read some articles. Ask around. Even if you don't see the rain, don't get out of position. Don't get out of position. God is building something. We have to stay in position. Even if you don't see the rain. The so-called experts don't know because they've never seen the rain that God is about to send you. They have never seen the flood of blessings that God is about to give you. They don't know. They don't know. Noah's contemporaries had never seen a flood. Noah's contemporaries had never seen a ship as large as the ark. Noah's contemporaries had no idea what God was doing. Noah needed to stay in position even though there was no rain that he saw with his eyes. We must be patient with the process. Thank you, gentlemen. Turn to somebody and say, exercise that fruit. Turn to somebody else and say, exercise that fruit. You know, Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And we have to, while we're on the process, exercise the fruit of patience in the process. Even in the year of blessing, there's a process to the blessing. Even in the moment, in the season of manifesting destiny, there's a process that patience must be exercised. Could you imagine the flood was actually already started in the spirit, but in the natural, there were no rains, there were no geysers springing up. It was just looking normal. Maybe your life looks normal right now, but God has spoken something over your life, and that makes all the difference. It might look like yesterday, it might act like last year, but God has said, I'm bringing your destiny to the forefront this year. And if God said it, you need to be in position in the ark. Even when you don't see the rain, be in position. Can you be in the ark, in position, standing on the promise, when on the outside it doesn't look like the blessing is coming? There was a whole season here at Hope. Come on now. We were standing on faith. We were talking about building, and we were looking at each other every Sunday, and we were saying, I don't see any walls going up. We're trying to have faith here, but I don't see any building materials. But can we stand on the promise when it doesn't look like rain in the natural? What did Noah's family look like, I imagine? They are constructing a huge boat, nowhere near the water. And then, on top of that, they choose to live inside of the boat for 7 days when there's no sign of rain. It was out of the ordinary, to say the least. Oh, come on. I want to talk about the blessings of God because they're not ordinary. The blessing of God is not ordinary. If you're looking for something that's been done before, that's not what your blessing is going to look like. God is going to do things that are out of the ordinary. Some things just didn't make sense to Noah's contemporaries. Some things may just not make sense to some people around you. But God is doing something out of the ordinary. What is a miracle? It's something that is out of the ordinary. Something that's good. Something that's of God. But it's out of the ordinary. Noah wasn't afraid to do something crazy obedient. Turn to somebody and say, crazy obedient. Ooh, crazy obedient. What does that look like in my life when I am not afraid to be crazy obedient? You see, they didn't understand, the world didn't understand the obedience part. They just thought he was crazy. This crazy old guy, 600 years old, trying to build this big boat. What's going on with it? He's crazy. No, he was crazy obedient. And until we get to the place of faith that we're willing to be crazy obedient, we're not going to receive the blessing that's unordinary. Unless you're willing to follow God into uncharted areas, you will not receive uncharted blessings. Nobody had been blessed like Noah before. Uncharted blessings, listen, follow uncharted obedience. Uncharted blessings follow uncharted obedience. You see, Noah wasn't doing the status quo. If you're doing the same thing, what do they call this? If you're doing the same thing and expecting a different result, they call it insanity. But that's what we do. We do the same thing we did last year with the same level of faith we had last year. Taking small steps like we did last year. And we're expecting something supernatural. Expecting something monumental. Expecting something miraculous in our life. But we're not willing to be crazy obedient. We're not willing to make a faith stance that demands a miracle. A faith stance that partners with a miracle. A faith stance that meets a miracle halfway. You see, this is exactly what Noah did. What does that look like in your life? What does crazy obedient look like in your life? Take that home in your prayer time and think about that. What does crazy obedient look like for you? What does that Noah type of obedience look like? In the quiet moments with God, let him challenge your spirit. Telling you what this year he wants you to do with a faith step that's out of the ordinary. Can you be bold enough to do that? Will you be bold enough to do that? Dare to do what has not been done before. We were in foundation classes and at 9 o'clock, and it was such a great time. We were talking about sometimes God may give you a similar gift to somebody else, but he might use you in a completely different way. See, the problem is we put God in a box too much. We say, God, this is the only way you can bless me, is this way, with this formula. Can I tell you that we serve a creative God, and he does stuff out of the ordinary. God has called us to be originators, not imitators. He made us in his image. Creative, creators, not followers, not copiers, not robots, innovators. We were made in the image of a creative God. Turn to somebody and say, we're a creative people. Creative people. We have a creative purpose, a creative promise, a creative destiny that necessitates creative miracles. A creative people. With creative purpose, creative destiny that necessitates a creative God manifesting creative miracles in our life in this season. Does that excite you? I don't know about you, but that makes me want to wake up in the morning with wonder and awe in my thought process to think, what is God going to do out of the ordinary in my life today, this week, this month? What should I expect from a God that does the unexpected? You see, God is so, he's not limited. He's not limited to the constructs that we put him in. Let's go back to our story, because along the way, God's going to give you symbols. God's going to give you roadmaps. God's going to give you directions. Let's look at this. Genesis 7 and 10, it says, after 7 days, the waters of the flood came and covered the earth when Noah was 600 years old. On the 17th day of the second month, all the underground waters erupted on the earth and rain fell in mighty torrents from the sky. And the rain continued to fall for 40 days and 40 nights. What do we have here? 7 days, 600 years, 17th day, 40 days and 40 nights. Listen, God is always sending us signs. God is always sending us a roadmap. When we think that we're lost, when we think we're a little frustrated, confused, at a dark place in life, there is always the illumination of God's word and God's message that he's sending us. 7 days, 600 years, the 17th day, 40 days and 40 nights. 7 days is the start of the rain. 600 years was the age of Noah. 17th day, the start date of the flood. 40 days and 40 nights, the length of the flood. Can I tell you what I get from this for us? 7 days, a season of time. We have to be patient. You know, there's this counterbalance in the spirit that I found that is so true through and through. Part of it is patience. Part of it is pressing. When we walk with the Holy Spirit and we dance that dance with the Holy Spirit, there's moments to press. And there's moments to wait. There's moments to rest. And there's moments to press. We have to be patient. 7 days, a season of time. 600 years. We have to do our part. Six is the number of man. And let me tell you something. Noah had done his part. He was 600 years old. He was a number that symbolizes, hey, we've done our part. We're in a ready position. We're not allowing our window, our blessing to pass us by, but we're doing our part. The 17th day, if you take 1 and 7 and you put it together, you get 8, a new beginning. God is doing a new thing, the Bible says. Can you not perceive it? I'm making pathways in the wilderness. I'm making streams in the desert. I'm making things that you thought were impossible. What is a stream in a desert? Something impossible. Something that's miraculous. Even in Africa, when that time comes, that rain season comes, and it's something miraculous. Water in the desert. Something you didn't expect. A new beginning, a new season. And 40 days, 40 nights, what is God saying? It's something, God has given you something so big, it's not just for you. It's not even just for your family. It's something that's speaking to your community, to your world. God has given us something, placed in our hands, something that's so precious. Can I tell you that God doesn't dream small? God doesn't create us to do small things. But to the four corners of the earth, God gives us dreams. God gives us destiny. God gives us purpose to be manifested in this time, in this moment, in this season. It's something bigger than we thought it was. It's something bigger than we dreamed it would be. God's message, God's purpose is on a global size. So when God is manifesting your destiny, think big. God is manifesting the things that he's placed in your heart. You've been dreaming about, you've been thinking about, you've been praying about. Think big. Dream big. Don't be afraid. Don't try to rationalize that away. When God gives you a dream and it's huge, don't try to say, well, maybe the interpretation of that dream is, you know, huge within the constructs of. No. We serve a big God. And what God is doing through us is meant to be a witness. Can I challenge you today? Enlarge your vision. Enlarge your vision. and larger vision. God doesn't dream small, and his dreams for us are not small either. Let's bow our heads. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Lord, we thank you for patience. We thank you for the process. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the patience. We thank you for the process. We thank you for the blessing. Let us not get weary and well-doing, because if we don't faint, then we will reap what you have for us. This is our season. We're not going to give up. We're not going to get weary. We're not going to get tired. But in this season, we're going to press through to the true purpose that you have for us. God, I challenge the spirit of each and every person that's sitting here. I challenge the heart of every person that's sitting here, that they would not dream small, that they would dream big. Dream the dreams of God. Think the way that God thinks. Put the value, assign the value the way that God assigns his value upon you. You are a person of destiny, and this is your moment and season to be manifested to those around you, to your world, to your community, to your circle of influence. This is your season. It's a new season. It's not going to be like last season. It's not going to be like other seasons where you struggled. This is the season of breaking through.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.